Now, each week we bring you environmental news and views that you don't hear anywhere else, and many developments critical to our ecological future that the mainstream media ignores or only touches upon. In fact, we'd like to do more in-depth interviews since there is so much at stake with our environment under siege from this administration and so many great green products out there that deserve and need greater exposure to be successful. In fact, we'd love to do a two-hour program and eventually a daily show to get more of the important stories on that come to us each week. But EcoTalk is currently on the endangered list due to the need to raise money to stay on the national airwaves. We love progressive radio and feel it is the perfect audience to help ignite and expedite the great eco-awakening. Thanks to Katrina, Wilma, Rita, and even Oprah, who recently spent an entire show talking about the environment and global warming in particular, America seems to be waking up and smelling the carbon dioxide, and none too soon. So we can't quit now, but we need help from you and your green contacts who understand the power and potential in teaching and reaching a wide and diverse audience how to help grow the choir. EcoTalk is actively seeking advertising sponsors, preferably with a green theme, or donations from foundations and individuals like you. The challenge is great. We need to raise substantial funds by the end of this year to stay on into 2006. We know there's enough green out there to help solidify and grow our show, so if you or anyone you know can help, please email me at betsy@ecotalk.net or contact us through our website at www.ecotalk.net. Many thanks and special acknowledgement to the NRDC, which has kept EcoTalk on the airwaves through the end of this year. And we want to thank them in particular, the Natural Resources Defense Council, the nation's leading environmental action organization using law, science, and the support of more than 1.2 million members and online activists to protect the planet's wildlife and wild places and to ensure a safe, healthy environment for all